Finally, the two figures reappeared from underneath the skybridge. Glass exhaled loudly as she brought her hand to the window. How long had she been holding her breath? "Are you okay?" a voice asked, and for a moment, Glass thought with horror that she was back in that hospital room with the nurse. But it was only Luke's guard friend, Becca, looking at her with concern. Her face was wet, Glass realized. She'd been crying. She couldn't even bring herself to feel embarrassed. She was so relieved that Luke had made it back safely. "Thanks," Glass managed, taking the handkerchief that Becca offered, wiping away her tears. Outside, Luke was pulling himself back along the cord, placing one gloved hand over the other as he moved back toward the airlock chamber. Around her, various onlookers started to clap and high-five one another, but Glass stayed at the window, her eyes fixed on the spot she'd last seen Luke. The thoughts that Glass had carried with her onto the skybridge seemed as distant as a long-forgotten dream. She couldn't sever their tie any more than she could cut the wire tethering him to the ship. Without Luke, life would be as empty and cold as space itself. "Hey, you!" His voice came from behind her, and Glass spun around, throwing herself into his arms. His thermal shirt was soaked with sweat, his curls damp and dirty, but Glass didn't care. "I was worried about you," she said, her voice muffled into his shirt. He laughed and wrapped his arms tighter around her, planting a kiss on the top of her head. "This is a nice surprise." Glass looked up at him, not caring that her eyes were puffy and that her nose was running. "It's fine," Luke said, exchanging an amused look with Ali before turning back to Glass. "It's all part of the job." Her heart was still pumping too fast to speak, so she nodded, shooting an embarrassed smile at Becca and Ali and the others. "Come on," Luke said, taking her hand and leading her down the skybridge. As they crossed onto Walden, Glass's breathing finally returned to normal. "I can't believe you'd do that," she said quietly. "Aren't you terrified?" "It's scary, but it's exhilarating, too. It's so enormous out there." "I know that sounds kind of stupid." He paused, but Glass shook her head. They both knew about enclosed spaces, how you could feel trapped in them, even one as vast as the ship. "I'm just glad everything went okay," she said. "Yeah, it did. Well, mostly." Luke's fingers loosened their grip around hers, and his voice grew slightly strained. "There was something weird going on with the airlock. Some valve must have come loose, because it was releasing oxygen out of the ship."
"But you guys fixed it, right?"
"Of course.
That's what we're trained to do."
He squeezed her hand. Suddenly, Glass stopped short, turning to Luke and rising up on her toes to kiss him, right there in the middle of the crowded hallway. She didn't care anymore who saw them. No matter what happened, she thought, kissing him with an almost desperate need, she would never let anything keep them apart again.